Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 31st of July, recording at 9:10 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. Today started by belonging to the bulls with some quite good rallies in the Asian markets. These were followed by good strength, some very strong gains in the European markets, which also got a good additional boost when Wall Street opened strong following that lead, and the Dow was up over 100 points. I think close to 130 points at one stage. Unfortunately for the bulls, Wall Street then literally reversed that trend and a bit more and closed down slightly into new reaction lows. In other words, taking out yesterday's lows. You're down 146 on the Dow at the close. That's 1.1%. 1872 on the S&P. That's 1.27%. And 37 on the NASDAQ Composite, which is 1.43%. In government bonds, as you might expect, we had some profit taking in the European markets, also in Australia this morning, but Wall Street's gyrations turned earlier losses into gains, with the 30-year bond future ending up 19 ticks, 11 ticks up on the 10-year future. The U.S. dollar is a little softer in here today, but off the lows. And crude oil, fairly strong here today at 77.95. That's up $1.12. But natural gas gave back a chunk of yesterday's gains, down 30 cents. And gold, was having a good day until Wall Street slumped. Got up to a high of 669, but is lost trading after hours at 664.90, and that pared back the other markets. Platinum still carved out a gain of $11 to $12.98 on the first month contract, currently showing on the screen, but it had been up to $13.12. Now, in the industrial metals, these were pretty strong. A big rebound by lead, which had fallen quite sharply recently after that peak at 3,500. Nickel bounced off, found support just above the 30,000 level and bounced. And just change my screen here to check some of these others. We saw they were all higher except for aluminium, which had a $7 decline. That's nothing in percentage terms. So the industrial metals were definitely stronger in here, and most of the softs are a little bit steadier. Wheat an exception, that it was softer yesterday as well after hitting a number of new highs recently. Okay, so what's going on here? Well, stock markets, we have one group that would like to follow, a large group that would like to follow Asia's lead, and specifically China's lead. China continues to hit new all-time highs, and the investors, and many investors in Asia, understandably look at China and say, well, this is what's relevant for us, not the credit crunch that's taking place back in Wall Street and in Europe to a certain extent. But psychologically, there's some contagion, and then also Western investors have some fairly big investments in Asia, and so if their markets are a bit soft, then they're likely to sell some of those positions in Asia while they still have, or where they still have, extremely good profits. So here's the position overall. Asia and the resources markets are wanting to head higher, And the moment Wall Street steadies, they are very firm, and China has truly uncoupled in terms of moving in its own direction, as I mentioned earlier, to new all-time highs on the A-share indices. Now, Wall Street still casts a long shadow, and the European markets are not going to like what happened today. So I would expect pretty weak openings by Europe, which saw some quite strong rebounds. Now, I've almost completed a piece here just looking at overall trends here, and it's pretty tentative. The evidence that we have a bottom or support in here is pretty tentative, while Wall Street is closing on the lows. But we do have some short-term oversold conditions. We did have some climactic activity on the downside overall, but a weak Wall Street is more than capable of preventing the rallies that might otherwise occur in the other markets. So we're still in this medium-term correction phase, I suspect, albeit a little bit oversold here short term, and seeing some steadier action in the last couple of days, despite Wall Street's weak close today. Long-dated government bonds continue to take their cue from the stock markets overall. Put it this way, if you thought that stock markets were going to rally up from here and take out their highs and extend the overall upward trends, then these long-dated government bonds would be shorts. Conversely, if you are quite bearish of the equity markets, then you would be expecting, or have reason to expect, I should say, that the long-dated government bond rally would carry a bit further into overhead resistance. Looking at the charts on their own, and of course they don't exist in a metaphorical goldfish bowl, and thus my continued stressing of the fact that they are taking their a cue from stock markets. But if they did exist in a metaphorical goldfish bowl, we would be able to say the rallies have gone back to initial resistance levels, and we've seen the best part of the rally, and any additional rally is on skating on thin ice and going to be and probably prove difficult to maintain. In the currency markets, we still have two weak currencies overall in the US dollar and the yen in terms of the big trend pictures. But the yen does tend to firm when people increase liquidity generally, and we've seen a bit of that certainly over the last fortnight. And the dollar can get a bit of a short covering rally when markets are roiled, as we have seen recently. So we've seen a good short covering rally in the US dollar. My hunch is that it hasn't got legs. In other words, it's unlikely to go much higher in here, but we haven't yet seen the sort of downward dynamic that would say it's going to go straight back down and re-challenge the challenge those lows. I think we're still in a position where we have a balance of dollar shorts, and some of those have been covering, and we don't have a situation where people are heavily long the dollar, which would make it really quite vulnerable to another near-term sell-off. The precious metals, I think, represent good value in here. The overall patterns, as I have said endlessly since the big reaction down to a low of June 2006, they have looked like everything else has looked like a sort of a ranging medium-term consolidation prior to higher levels. Now, the trouble is, though, that what gold and the other precious metals tend to do is to take three little steps forward and then two and a half backwards, which makes it a very difficult environment for traders. It's not so bad, obviously, for people who are holding the gold bullion funds, except that they had underperformed while stock markets were running riot on the upside. And gold has shown a tendency to lose ground when Wall Street gets hit quite hard, and we saw a little bit of that in here today. Nevertheless, I think gold represents quite reasonable value in here, but it is still in this ranging medium-term consolidation. My own expectation is that we'll see gold at higher levels before year end, and I wouldn't be surprised if we had quite a good run. I wouldn't be surprised, for instance, if gold got back up and tested its highs. But right now, it's still in this, and I'm talking about the high that we saw last year. I think it was up around the 730 level. Not quite sure about that price, but it's certainly in the low 700s. But to say right now, we still have that choppy ranging activity. Industrial metals, pretty firm overall. Tin's been leading the upside recently. We may be in a medium-term correction on the lead market, but the orderly nature of its retreat recently suggests that it would take some time in a topping-out process if that forecast is correct. Nickel, I suspect, is down near a bottoming-out area overall, and the others are sort of in ranging patterns overall. But this is all within a secular bull market, and I think the old supply and elasticity meets rising demand theme will continue to underpin these industrial commodity markets. Crude oil prices continue to indicate that there is a shortage of oil around, but that's not the case for natural gas, which remains relatively or comparatively depressed. And I think that's pretty much it. Given Wall Street's weak close, that will represent a test for Asia tomorrow, not to mention a test for Europe. Meanwhile, all the best to all of you.